something else that perhaps will require reporting for 2007-08. Company cars and the fuel reimbursement or recovery. HMRC publishes advisory fuel rates for company cars, and in 2007-08 they've changed three times. February 2007 through to the 31st of July 2007, we had effectively a reduction in the rates from the 1st of February. Then the rates went up on the 1st of August 2007, and then again went up on the 1st of January 2008. These rates may be used as a basis for appeal of any dispensation. But the important thing is, have they been used to recover private fuel from an employee or director, and therefore has sufficient been recovered to cover the full cost of private fuel? What we should all remember is that if an employee or director has just £1 of private fuel and has a company car, the fuel scale charge will arise. Now, some good news. The guidance from HMRC on this is that there may be a pay-as-you-earn a national insurance liability on the excess rate for genuine business mileage. But of course, if the business mileage is a problem, if it's not properly recorded, there could be a car fuel benefit, which means this obviously needs to be monitoring when the changes are taking place. Now, let me give you an example. An employee has a company car with CO2s of 20%. And he has a fuel card. The fuel scale charge for 2007-08 would be £14,400 at 20%. That's £2,880. But the employee can avoid the charge, and then you don't need to report the benefit if he repays the full cost of the private fuel element. The employee would have to record his business mileage and his private mileage to satisfy the employer and perhaps HMRC on a cheque, satisfy them that the full cost of private fuel has been repaid. If proper mileage records were kept throughout the year and payment was made at the advisory fuel rates, there would be no fuel charge. Now, the rates for this car I'm talking about, 1.9 Audi, 10p a mile from the 6th of April to the 31st of July, and then 11p up until the 5th of April. So no fuel scale charge if those rates were used and the full cost was repaid. If records were kept but the reimbursement stayed at 10p a mile, perhaps because the employer didn't know about the change, we would have an overpayment, we'd have an excess. So if we say roughly 5,700 miles at a penny a mile overpaid, because it should have been repaid at 11p from the 1st of August, it was repaid at 10p. Tax liability and the national insurance liability would only be just over £30. So that wouldn't be much of a problem. It could be adjusted. But the problem would be if there were no mileage records kept, or if the mileage records were inadequate, in which case the revenue would insist on recovering the fuel scale charge, £2,880, tax at 40%, £1,152, class 1A of £368.64. And then, of course, if the employer footed the bill, the tax would be grossed up and there would be class 1A on the tax paid as well. So the key thing is, needs to be monitored. Do we have any 2007-08 reporting? Because those rates were not changed.